Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As always, lots to talk about. Of course, your calls are primary if you make them. We'll start out with an example, a real-life example of why you shouldn't call 911. Now, I understand if there's an emergency and you're bleeding to death, it's probably a good idea. But, I mean, if you need help from the cops, if you need help with what in your mind from your protectors, why calling 911 is probably the worst idea. In fact, first a story from LouRockwell.com in relation to this, then we'll go to the real-life iteration. J.H. Hubert is writing about the Heath Ledger situation, something we haven't mentioned on Free Talk Live because it's not really a pop culture show. And certainly in the initial case with the Heath Ledger, the actor that died, what was it, about a week ago, I guess. Certainly initially it didn't seem to be anything more than just another actor overdosing and dying, which isn't really newsworthy. At least for our
unfortunate,
show.
But not newsworthy.
For our show, it's not really important. There's no issue
but he
there.
Does.
Right, but there is an issue now that has come out as a result of that situation, and Hubert points out that the gutter press is desperate to turn Heath Ledger's death into a sex scandal rather than a mere sad accident. Thus, the gossip writers remind us again and again that Diana Lee Wuzzolin, the masseuse who found Mr. Ledger's body, used Ledger's cell phone to call his friend Mary-Kate Olsen several times before she dialed 911. Now, the implication of this from the UK's Telegraph tells us in so many words is supposed to be that if only Miss Wuzzolin had not wasted time calling the former infant star of Full House instead of 911, then Mr. Ledger might still be alive. But even if she had dialed 911 first and paramedics had come immediately, that would be a dubious allegation. Mr. Ledger is estimated to have died some 20 minutes before his masseuse arrived, so the chances of him being revived by the police would have been quite slim. In any event, Ms. Wuzzolin might have had sound reasons to call Ms. Olsen rather than 911, thanks to government policies that tend to discourage anyone from calling 911. For one, there's the fact that dialing 911 doesn't necessarily bring the fastest results and doesn't guarantee any at all. As Richard Stevens' book, Dial 911 and Die, illustrates with example after example, countless people have been killed by violent criminals because they relied on 911 instead of taking matters into their own hands with a firearm.
Well, assuming they had a firearm to take matters into your own hands.
True.
It's something you have to plan ahead for. You have to own the firearm. You have to have it available. I can see there might be some problems, having it available.
Well, sure, in many
having
states,
one in the right spot at the right time.
In many states and localities, it's illegal to have said firearm available. And
in fact,
those governments encourage people to call 911. They tell people that
that's
their responsibility to retreat if there, for instance, is an individual coming in breaking into their home. It's the homeowner's responsibility to retreat.
You and I would agree that's ludicrous.
Absolutely, it is. And indeed, when you dial 911, police and paramedics are free to ignore your pleas. If they dawdle or choose to not come at all, then they won't be held liable. California Supreme Court has said so in so as many words, as have other courts. In fact, the U.S. Supreme Court has held that you have no individual right to police protection, let alone help from paramedics. Even though you pay taxes and even though protection of your life is the main theoretical justification for the government's existence. Now, when Ms. Olsen received the masseuse's call, she immediately sent who? Her private security team to Ledger's apartment.
Mm.
Press accounts leave the precise timeline murky, but there's no question that Ms. Olsen's private team arrived on the scene at least as soon as, and maybe even before, the 9/11 dispatch team. Unfortunately, Mr. Ledger died anyway, but this still illustrates that the choice to call for private help first wasn't unreasonable. Another reason why Ms. Wuzzolin might have been reluctant to call 911 is that if she did, it would involve a surrender of her client's privacy, an issue about which celebrities like Mr. Ledger are understandably highly sensitive. Calling 911 makes the details of your emergency, possibly every single word you say in an extremely stressful situation, a public record, subject to endless radio and television rebroadcasts. Reports say Ms. Wuzzolin thought Mr. Ledger was unconscious and not dead, so it's quite reasonable that she wouldn't have wanted him to come to and find himself embroiled in a tabloidic scandal thanks to her 9/11 tape blabbing. So people might not, people also might not be eager to call 911 because it might cause them to be prosecuted for some victimless crime. For example, Mr. Ledger's bedroom apparently was strewn with various pills. We still don't know, and I don't much care, why Mr. Ledger had the pills. Ms. Wallazin likely didn't know either. Under Supreme Court precedent, however, anything the authorities see in plain view in your house is subject to seizure without a warrant and can be used against you. So we can understand why many people who have an emergency related to illegal drugs would be reluctant to call the government for help, and how needless death could result from this. If your friend, for instance, is having a tough time after taking some drug or even a prescription narcotic like oxycodone, if it wasn't his prescription and something happens and you need some help, don't bring the cops into that situation, or your friend not only is going to get taken to the hospital, but it's going to get slapped with some sort of possession charge.
Well, I think sometimes the hospital's the right thing to do. I think that calling the police to take someone to the hospital, may be a mistake. But
take them there yourself.
Take them there yourself. I mean, there are times when it just gets out of hand. You never, I wouldn't propose to tell someone yes or no, you should or shouldn't blanket at all times.
Incidentally, Ms. Wallazin allegedly was a victimless criminal. As the sharp legal minds at Us Magazine inform us, Ms. Wallazin apparently lacked a license to be a professional masseuse, which is a felony in New York. That, of course, is ridiculous. You don't need a license under California law, and amateur massage giving runs rampant in California, New York, and everywhere else with few fatal results. New York's law exists only to benefit established massage givers at the expense of would-be competitors, and now gives Ms. Wallazin one more headache thanks to us, which dutifully notified the authorities of her alleged infraction. So the cops didn't figure it out. The magazine writer figured it out and snitched her out. The gossip rags attempts to smear and destroy Ms. Wallazin because of her reaction under tragic circumstances are exceptionally unfair and mean-spirited, by their already low standards.
Here's what I don't understand about it is, we weren't there in that room, and neither was that rag columnist.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what magazine it was, so I probably shouldn't call it a rag. But, this gossip columnist.
Yeah.
She wasn't there. That masseuse and Heath Ledger were in that room. Suppose he said, don't call the police. Call. Who is it, Mary-Kate?
Yeah.
Call Mary-Kate. Well, suppose these were his last conscious words. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to do what the guy says.
Yeah.
That's what he would do. So do it. Now, she made a few frantic attempts. She got it. She got through. The security team got there. It seems to me that she did fine.
I agree. Moreover, this idea that calling 911 first is always the right answer is simple-minded and in some situations could even prove deadly. That's not to say you shouldn't call 911 in a life-threatening emergency, but you can't count on it to save you either. And thanks to government's ever-increasing intrusions on voluntary, victimless conduct, it might cause you even more problems than you had in the first place. So, it's best to be prepared to respond to emergencies in alternative ways, in addition to calling 911. As for me, says Mr. Hubert, if I knew Mary-Kate Olsen and my life was on the line, I'd call her first, too. 800-259-9231. So, coming up here in moments, we're going to bring you to a story, a real-life story, about a woman who did dial 911 expecting to get help, and boy, did she get anything but. But first, we should go to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. In Ohio, there was supposed to be a bill passed for children with autism,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
and I came to find out it hasn't been.
Hmm.
And my friend was pretty upset about it.
Well, I can understand. I mean, people seem to think that the government's going to help them out when they have a problem, whether it be an autistic child or cancer. They think that government can somehow direct resources in their direction to help with research. And it's sort of a mistake because really, the advances that come from research are coming from the private sector. And so to expect that even if the government did pass that bill and money was directed towards the autism centers, they wouldn't take it as seriously as money that was given to them by individuals. So it just doesn't turn out that government-funded research is as effective, I don't think.
Okay, how would the free market handle it?
Well, the free market would allow you to keep all your money in the first place and allow you to decide who to give it to. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. If each individual is allowed to make those decisions, then the money will be allocated better instead of a bunch of bureaucrats deciding for everyone at the same time. Decentralization. The works. 800-259-9231. An outrageous real-life 911 hell story coming up in moments.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It sounds like we're coming back with this, but we're not yet. Hang on. Check, check. Show, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so do enjoy those on us, including the archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show is right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Go and grab them for free at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest, You'll be able to learn how the Free State Project early movers are already making a difference, as well as discover the outdoor and recreational adventures New Hampshire has to offer. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. 800-259-9231. Coming up here, as I said, we've got this story. I believe this is out of Ohio. I'm not sure which TV station is doing the report. If I did, I would give them credit. It's from YouTube. The video is called Psycho Cops Strip Search Innocent Woman. And it's yet another one of those examples of the cases that I think many of these cases we never even hear about. Many of these cases of police abuse never make it to the public eye, public eyes and ears, because in a lot of cases, the victims, they don't have the wherewithal, they don't have the ability, they don't have the funds to go out and fight this, or they're just too frightened to do so, especially after a harrowing experience like this woman got into. I think we should get into the encounter because it's a fairly long news report. It's about 5 minutes. So let's get it started, and we'll continue commenting after, or we'll keep commenting after that. Of course, take your calls as well with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Here is the report.
Why did you decide to talk with me? I don't want this to happen to somebody else.
Greg Steffi and his wife Hope are suing the Stark County Sheriff, accusing deputies of using excessive and outrageous force, an allegation the sheriff denies. But Steffi says this video, shot by deputies and obtained by Channel 3 News, speaks for itself.
Now, I don't know if I have to really tell you what's going on there because they'll get into it, but essentially it's a group of sheriff's deputies forcibly strip-searching this woman.
Hmm.
Now, you might ask yourself, well, what did she do to deserve that?
That's a good question.
We'll find out.
This case got started with a call to 911 for help. Greg's wife was injured when a cousin assaulted her. When she had someone call the Stark County Sheriff, her troubles got worse. A lot worse. They say a deputy was confused when he arrived at the location where the attack occurred. They say he began treating the injured Steffi not as the victim, but as the troublemaker.
He proceeded to pick her up off the ground and slam her onto the ground.
Now, this woman's 125 pounds, by the way.
Hmm.
So why she was being treated in that manner doesn't make sense.
Oddly enough, the sheriff's dash cam video wasn't turned on when all this was happening.
Oh, that's how odd.
Big question.
The dash cam wasn't rolling until shortly before Steffi was placed in the back of the officer's squad car. And there's much the Steffi say happens before then and not caught on tape.
She can't breathe. She's down, face first. She's got all the air out of her.
That portion of the video either doesn't exist or wasn't released to Steffi's lawyers. Hmm. When Steffi is hauled to jail, she says they roughed her up again before they pinned her down on a cell floor and took off all her clothes. Again, the sheriff denies the allegation. But is there even more video missing?
We believe there's still videotape out there.
Check out jailhouse surveillance video. A deputy's handheld camera appears to be rolling as Steffi was escorted to a cell. Her lawyers never received any of this tape, which might show Steffi knocked to the ground again.
So far you've got the camera on the cop car that just didn't happen to record that, or they had it turned off, or whatever the excuse was there. In addition, once they had the woman in the police station, you can see a procession of individuals taking this woman wherever it is they're taking her in the station, and one of those people, one of the sheriff's deputies, has a camera and very clearly recording the event, unless she wasn't recording and just happened to be following with the camera on, which I suppose is an option, but funny how not all of this footage ended up actually coming out. Hmm. Oops. Oh, darn it. I think I just lost the audio here.
Good one.
Try to continue it for me.
He is hauled to jail. She says they roughed her up again before they pinned her down on a cell floor and took off all her clothes. Again, the sheriff denies the allegation. But is there even more video missing?
Now, try to predict for a moment here. Try to skip ahead here. But try to predict. What do you think the sheriff's going to find about his deputy's behavior? He's denying a number of the allegations about them roughing her up, which, again, it's just his word versus hers, but she doesn't have a criminal history. She's not a crook. She called for help. She got into an altercation with a family member, and the police were called to assist that situation. Instead, they took her in. What do you think? Go ahead and go out on a limb here, Mark. What's the sheriff going to decide?
It's not going out on a limb. I can tell you exactly what he said. I'll bet you I've got it verbatim. The deputies acted within the purview of their duties, and no disciplinary action will be taken.
Here we go.
He knocked to the ground again.
They knocked her feet, her knees out from behind her, you know, and that she was face first. I'd like to know why they felt it was important to do that.
The sheriff again denies the allegation, but there's no denying what happened in the video that Steppy's lawyers did obtain. Both male and female deputies inside a cell forcibly removing Steppy's clothes, including her bra and underwear.
She was never asked, not once.
But how frightening, how humiliating must this be for someone who has not spent time in prison, has, you know, certainly not used to being stripped in front of male guards, stripped by male guards, very intimidating police officers. I mean, it's scary enough going to jail, but then being force-stripped in front of these spooky dudes? I mean, that's got to be pretty intimidating for a little lady like that.
So what is the reason for this? Have we figured that out yet?
We'll get to that here.
In any period of time, you know, to take off your clothes, please, that there's a reason why, you know, it was for total humiliation.
The Steppies and their lawyers say this is clearly a strip search, and the sheriff has policy for this procedure.
I've got the Stark County Sheriff's Department policy on strip searches. It says, and I quote, the officers conducting the search must be of the same sex as the prisoner. This is Stark County Sheriff's policy.
That's common policy everywhere.
Yeah.
They violated their own policy.
The sheriff's office admits deputies left Steppy completely naked in the cell for 6 hours. But they deny this was a strip search.
They left her in the cell naked for 6 hours.
It's
What's
not a strip search.
That?
We just had to get the clothes off her.
what is the reason for that?
I can't
That's
think of
torture.
I can't think of any the reason. The only reason I would come up with would be because they felt that she was a danger to herself, she does sound like a person that could very well be a danger to herself. I wonder if she was a danger to herself before they slapped the cuffs on her.
Now, in the video, it's very clear that this woman has been strip searched. I don't know if they did a cavity search on her, but they definitely forcibly removed all of her clothing. The family is saying that she was never asked to remove her clothes. They just started taking her clothes off of her. And there are several deputies around, so there was a huge amount of people that were involved in this. There's more to the story here. Now, what's interesting is the sheriff is going to deny that this was even a strip search coming up in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile
$0.05 per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy four cans of System 48 Plus and get the fifth absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all away, including the wiki. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive with that. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off Adam and Eve, or excuse me, it's AdamEve.com/talk. Though I guess AdamAndEve.com works as well, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay. 800-259-9231. We continue the story. I believe this is from somewhere in Ohio, and the... I would, again, give these guys credit, but I can't tell which TV station it was. Anyway, it's Channel 3. They have an exclusive on a story that is, unfortunately, not as atypical as many might think. It's a woman who was taken custody by the police after she had called 911. After there had been an incident with her and a family member, and she'd called 911 for the police to come and protect, do what their supposed job is. What they ended up doing was handcuffing the woman and taking her to the department, where they then forcibly strip-searched her. And so I want to continue this the audio here. And Mark, you're still wondering what the backstory is.
I am.
I believe they touch on that here in a moment. Let me continue.
Deputies left Steffi completely naked in the cell for 6 hours, but they deny this was a strip search. Hope Steffi was convicted on misdemeanor.
If you're just tuning in, we're watching video where a woman is being forcibly stripped completely naked by several sheriff's deputies, including two men doing the main stripping. There is a woman in the room, but there are two male sheriffs stripping this woman down, which is a clear violation of the sheriff's department's own policy, which says that only same-sex officers are supposed to be present during a strip search, but that's okay because the sheriff's department is denying that it was a strip search.
Oh, this isn't a strip search.
They're not saying what it was, but they're denying it was a strip search, even though she's quite clearly being stripped.
Charges of resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. But most of the videos seen in this report was never shown at trial. Now the Steffies have evidence, and they want sheriff deputies held accountable.
It's just wrong that they do this to people. She called for help. She asked them for help, not for this. Not for this.
Now, the sheriff isn't talking because of the pending lawsuit, but he did say he feels they did everything by the book. The FBI typically investigates allegations of civil rights violations, but the agency wasn't aware of the Steffi case until Channel 3 News contacted them.
So that's enough for them. Now, the sheriff is claiming that this was all done by the book. And there was a second part to this. There was actually a first part. I played the second part, and it goes over a lot of the same info, so I didn't want to play both. But basically what happened was a family altercation. The police were called, and the part they didn't tell you about here is that the police got really upset when she accidentally handed them the wrong driver's license. Now, apparently what happens is you're asking yourself, well, why does she have the wrong driver's license?
That's an excellent question.
Apparently her sister died in some awful car wreck or under some bizarre circumstance. And so she keeps her driver, her old driver's license around as a memento
okay.
of her dead sister.
Okay.
And so when the police, again, she was in a situation with a family member, an altercation of some sort. The police arrived on the scene. Of course, they asked for identification. She accidentally handed them the wrong ID, and that's apparently where the police blew up. They refused to give her the identification back, even though she requested it back.
Well, you're probably not going to get it back.
Right,
you know,
because the state claims it's their property,
right.
and therefore they will reclaim it. But you know, she was in an I'm sure she was in an upset state already at that point, and probably couldn't understand why they wouldn't give her the silly piece of plastic with a picture on it back. So I can understand her position. But the result of that was the police probably thought she was trying to lie to them about who she was, and then proceeded to take her into the station for questioning, so-called, which is when they then strip-searched her and left her in a cell for 6 hours.
Mm.
So just another outrageous case of what happens when you go and you look to the police to actually help you out in a situation. These people are not looking to help you. They're looking to make arrests. They're looking to charge you with something, and they'll find it. And then again, in this case, strip search, violation of the department's own policy. The department admits that it left the woman in the cell naked for 6 hours. It apparently has no problem with that. It claims it did everything by the book. Now, are there people out there that hear that and they say, oh, well, did it by the book? Well, that's okay then. Like, if this was by the book is effed.
Yeah, the book sucks.
This book is messed up and something seriously needs to change. Of course, I would suggest what needs to change is the government needs to get out of the area of providing us with so-called protection services. I think that would go a long way to solving this problem. Because until you take this inherent power of the state out of the hands of our protectors, it's going to continue to be abused. We're going to continue to see examples, case after case, like this, of these sickos, these sadists, just doing whatever they want to do and getting away with it.
They do seem to just stomp all over the place and do what they want. And some police, they can they really take a situation rather than de-escalating it, which is what I think most of us want in these circumstances. We want somebody who can de-escalate a situation. They escalate it.
1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Mike in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I think you missed one part of it. They asked her if she felt like hurting herself, and she gave, like, an incoherent answer. That's what I heard on one of the news stories.
So she muttered to herself or something?
Yeah. You know what? The same thing happened to my girlfriend in Niantic.
Okay.
They, she actually did hurt herself. She took part of her bra, and she started cutting up her arm. She thought they were going to put her in the hospital just to get out of prison. She was doing this. And what they did was the same thing. And I think it is operating procedure to strip them bare naked. That's what happened to my girlfriend. And leave her in the cold cell. And my girlfriend told me that, you know, the guy guard, you know, the male guards would come by and look through the window at her naked.
I bet they will.
You know, and it's like, that's your procedure? That sucks.
Wow. Well, yeah, I don't recall. I mean, I did see the report where they the police claimed that about her, but that was just what the police claimed.
I know, and I know that they have to have like three or four witnesses when they ask them if they're a threat, you know, to themselves or whatever.
That doesn't sound right to me. I was in prison for quite some time, and I can tell you what they do. You know, if they decide that you're going into a suicide cell, you're going into a suicide cell, and only one of them has to make the decision, and then some sergeant up the line.
I'm not saying in the point in prison, like, before they take you.
I just don't believe that. I just don't believe for a second that, you know, the shift supervisors, you know, did you have four witnesses on hand? I believe that a cop says, hey, you know, she said she was going to hurt herself. Let's throw her in the suicide cell for 6 hours.
Well, it seems like they do whatever they want anyway, you know.
Anything else for us tonight, Mike?
No, that's it. Thanks
for the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And the husband in this case is absolutely right. This could be you. The woman screaming in the background that you heard there, the woman being strip-searched, could be you. Could be your loved ones. Could be your friends, your family members. This can happen to anybody, and all it takes is one call to the police. You think they're going to come help you, and all they do is they help you into a jail cell, a resisting arrest charge, and in this case, what was the other one? There was something they slapped her with disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct,
right? Mm. So if you can figure, if you get into an altercation, if you can get into some situation where you think you need the police's assistance, think again. Try to come up with some sort of alternative solution, an alternative way of working out whatever the problem is. If you can avoid calling the police in whatever manner you can, deal with the situation without them. Because bringing the police in only brings in the possibility of things getting worse and not necessarily better.
Well, I would say that, think about it before you just call the police, and I would hope that everybody does that. For one, calling cops just for any old reason is a waste of their time and ours, and also, you never know when the force of the state's going to get turned around on you. It could be bad.
800-259-9231. You can bring up anything on the way tonight. Speaking of the police, and let's get back into... I mean, this is police... I guess what we've been talking about sort of police-state related, but this one's even more overt. New York City police officers are going to be armed with automatic rifles. Where? We'll let you know here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hi, Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and help us out a little bit, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Let's go to, it's Marty in Florida. Marty,
the,
Free Talk Live.
Back of the,
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Marty. You're on the air.
Hey. Glad to hear from y'all. I just wanted to say that I love y'all guys, by the way.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, the lack of freedom and liberty is really on my mind.
You know what, Marty? We're going to have to put you back on hold. Maybe have you call back on a different line. It sounds like you're either on a portable phone that's reaching its maximum range or an iffy cell phone. We'll try Marty back in a little while. 800-259-9231. Got to make sure the calls are listenable. We continue here. We'll talk about the New York City story because it's pretty outrageous. Top of next hour. But for now, from Camden, presuming New Jersey, Knox County, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary definition for flatulence is brief. Flatus, expelled through the anus. And while it's a natural bodily function, it seems some Camden Rockport Middle School 8th grade boys are taking it to new heights and making a game of seeing who can expel the loudest and grossest flatus.
That sounds like a middle school boy thing.
Sure does. But I don't really know how you could, I mean, how can you do that? Can you take sort of, what, eat beans early in the day and sort of plan for that? You can't really plan for letting out a good fart.
No, but you can, when the time comes, you can either,
you can restrict it.
Yeah,
sure,
you can make noise, not make noise, and,
right.
Those, you know, you can make it more and less flagrant.
You do have options when it's ready to come out, but as far as preparing for it, there's not much you can do to actually guarantee that said, I'm
flatulence.
Looking for a good word. Yeah, flatulence. I'm just trying to be more creative. But anyway, said flatulence would leave your bowels.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like belching. Like a belching contest, kids could easily do. But a farting contest seems more difficult. Anyway, according to this week's Firecracker School newsletter, though, the joke's on the boys as the penalty for intentional farting is now a detention. That's right. There's a farting crackdown at Camden Rockport Middle School. Strange but true.
You know, I just don't know whether I support this or not. I consider the activity to be rude at best. You know, if you're in a room full of people, which is what a classroom's like, and you decide to make the loudest, most obnoxious oboe noise you can, you know, it's rude. And rude things in the midst of class, rude, obstructive, you know, things during class, that's bad.
But don't they already have a disrupting class charge?
I think that clarity on rules is not a bad thing. You know, being very specific.
Well, that would be the reason for it. You're disrupting the class by intentionally farting. Do we have to go and create a whole new rule for this? It just seems unnecessary.
I think that, having a rule in this particular circumstance, now I wouldn't want to see so many rules that no one could ever read through
them. But this could be problematic, Mark, because it might end up being enforced on those who are a little more flatulent by nature.
Sometimes
it
happens.
If you are naturally more flatulent and happen to be naturally more loud about it, then you could be you could get the brunt of this new rule, and that might be unfair.
Yeah, I would agree that it could be it could be a bad thing for somebody who just accidentally had that happen.
The newsletter apparently said, strange but true, but thanks to a bunch of 8th grade boys, intentional farting's been banned from CRMS. It started out as a funny joke and eventually turned into a game. This is the first rule at CRMS that prevents the use of natural bodily functions. The penalty for intentional farting is a detention, so keep it to yourself. The newsletter, according to a group of 7th grade students milling around downtown following Friday's storm-related early release, the 8th graders' escapades are well known in the school. One young man says they would do it in science class and other places. It's a natural occurrence, and we all do it 16 times a day. Really? Is that the average?
I can hardly imagine.
That young man sounds like he's very well educated on Americans and flatulence.
Sounds like he did a little research.
Anyway, Tyler and the other students all said that it was true when questioned where he learned that information, though they couldn't remember where they heard it. One of the other students, Kyle Ruger, said the act by the boys was funny, but he had mixed feelings about whether it was appropriate. Jordan Noten minced no words when she expressed how she felt, saying, "It's gross!" Remy Levine said he was in the class when CRMS teacher, science teacher Brad LaRoche talked to all the 8th grade boys about the issue as well as the consequences. Imagine getting suspended for too much farting in class.
I don't suspect they would actually suspend for that. They probably would, you know, it's detentions, and then you might get suspended for not...
Repeat offender, you might get a suspension.
I don't think that would be appropriate to suspend somebody for it. You know, maybe staying after class or some kind of punishment like that, perhaps. I don't know. It's all just so odd.
It just seems as though schools should be doing other things with their time. I mean, over the weekend we gave you a story about once, which was certainly much more egregious than this, but the story over the weekend was about a school that locked down the bathrooms during class, and there was only one bathroom on campus available in the office, and students had to go to the office, ask permission, get the key, then go to the bathroom, then return the key, then go back to class in order to number one or two during class.
I'm not sure that I think that the school's out of line here. If the student has a certain amount of choice in the matter.
You're talking about in this case, with the farting.
It's most of the time, the student has a certain amount of choice as to how much noise their flatulence is going to make.
Are they
going to release the silent but deadly or, really clear the bassoon out, you know?
Is farting only disruptive if it's noisy?
Mostly, if it's particularly obnoxious, it would be disruptive also.
Well, right. A good SBD could definitely really be more disruptive in class, because if you've got a good SBD, then, you know, people are going to be paying attention to that instead of the teacher or their work or the test. They're going to be waving their hand at their nose, making silly noises, pointing and trying to figure out who did it.
Well, not necessarily. An SBD may, may just be confined to a certain area in the class, and the rest of the students could go on, but...
Not by the principles of diffusion. I mean, eventually, if it's a big enough one, it's going to...
Sure. But at this point, when you make the loud noise, the whole class laughs and breaks up. I think that schools, shut down for 2 minutes.
I understand that, but I think that what's going to happen here, Mark, is this is going to be enforced in ways we don't expect. I mean,
I would agree.
With government, you have unintended consequences. Even at the simplest level, at the most basic level like this, what you may end up having is someone lets out an SBD, and as a result, the entire class could be accused of intentionally disrupting the classroom as they try to determine who done it. I mean, it could end up being just devolving into a pointing finger session.
It could. That would be unfortunate, and it would be a poor teacher that did so.
And then perhaps the young man or lady who might be a little more flatulent than the rest of the class, who the class may know as the farter in class, may get the blame for the SBDs that might not have even been theirs. Now, that would be true tragedy. If there was an individual sitting in class who was letting out the SBDs while the individual who was being accused of it wasn't actually doing the crime, if you will.
Well, I'm still of the opinion that the whole classroom environment is an unnatural one. And, you know, we shouldn't be doing it to our kids.
Well, as far as sending them to government schools, absolutely.
Not just government schools. I really don't like the classroom environment, period, for learning.
1-800-259-9231.
It's a relatively new phenomenon.
Might be right about that. Let's continue with your phone calls. I believe we have Marty back on the line in Florida. Marty, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Oh, Marty's gone. All right. 800-259-9231. So whether you want to comment on flatulence in the classroom or more important issues, you can do it here on Free Talk Live. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 800-259-9231. They never had rules like that when I was in school. Never had that. It wasn't necessary. If you're disrupting the class, then that's it. I mean, that's like having new rules for, everything you can do in the car. I mean, should we ban people from eating in the car? Should we ban people from changing the radio station? Should we ban them from looking out looking at their kid in the seat next to them? No, we don't need to have individual rules for all that. What there needs to be is just a simple one. If you're driving dangerously, then you should get in trouble for that. Well, whatever the cause is,
it's the problem
results
is,
that are
the problem is teachers not maintaining discipline in the classroom. Now, I don't know if they're having if they have a difficult time because of the rules of maintaining discipline, but you know, this is an issue of poor discipline in the classroom. If they would have nipped this in the bud, as it were, then the problem wouldn't be going on. It wouldn't have turned into quite the fun that it is for these boys to their little flatulent games. I'm sorry. This is it's silly, and these kids are bringing this crap upon themselves. Unfortunately, they may bring it upon other students.
And, you know, this may actually go back to the classroom situation, or at least the way these government schools are set up and how awful they are at educating and how they make education uninteresting for kids. If education was interesting, if kids wanted to be at school, if they were intrigued, if they were drawn in by the curriculum, then they'd be paying attention to learning. They'd be interested in learning instead of trying to think up silly little games to play while they were in class. Because I know it was that way for me. Interesting classes, I never wanted to F around in. But the boring, awful classes, what else is there to do? 800-259-9231, the police state of New York City. We'll give you an update on that and talk to you about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Of the three...